Welcome back to Beast Game 401. Beast Game 400 could have been a better movie. This is going to be for Shazam.
Shazam!
And it's directed by David Sandberg, and it's written by Henry Gayden, and it stars Zachary Levi. And the synopsis is, and this is a comic book movie, we all have superheroes inside of us. It takes just a bit of magic to bring it out. In Billy Batson's case, by shouting one word,
Shazam!
The streetwise 14-year-old,
I'm doing the Dave Chappelle version,
foster kid can turn into a adult superhero. So this is one of the older DC characters. This is a DC movie. And with that, we are going to start with the person that is the largest Marvel supporter. He might smack the taste out of your mouth with one slap, make you disappear like Thanos with one snap. He doesn't fall into the twin hype. And like Nas, all we need is one mic. What did you think of Shazam?
I am happy to finally say DC has one. Outside of the Dark Knight trilogy, this might arguably be DC's best damn movie. Yes, I said it. So serious. Keith, you don't agree.
I do not agree. Go ahead, continue. Keep going.
So you don't think this was better than Wonder Woman?
Yeah, it was better than Wonder Woman.
You don't think it's better than Aquaman?
No, not better than Aquaman.
No, you
it is better than Aquaman.
You are are tripping.
Aquaman was better.
Brother, you are tripping.
You
Aquaman
are.
Aquaman was better. And I'll detail why.
Tron Legacy Underwater was not better than Shazam. I'm trying to tell you. This is easily one of DC's best movies, period.
No question. No question is one of the better movies. Not a question. No,
I'm talking about that. The CGI was better. The storyline was better. Damn it, Zachary Levi. Sleeper castings. I'm telling you, they work every time. DC finally went non-dark, made a clear, concise movie that was fun, had heart, had good action. It damn made sense. The villain wasn't terrible. The only thing that was horrible in this movie was Jamin Hansu's makeup.
Shazam is I think movie. That was intentional, though.
Shazam is a good movie. Even if you like DC, I tell anybody, go see Shazam. Like, I will go see that again. It was good. And it was really, really good.
This is coming from a Marvel supporter.
Absolutely.
So you liked it like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got to understand.
Jay, I have sat through horrible DC movies.
This shit was hilarious.
Do we need to go through the list?
I mean, I believe you.
Let's start with Green Lantern and stuff.
No, bring up Green Lantern. It doesn't count anymore. Green Lantern's been erased.
Outside of the Dark Knight trilogy, DC has gotten it terribly wrong on many occasions. Wonder Woman, very good up to the third act, and then that whack-ass ending. Shazam put all of that to bed, to where you looked at DC and said, wait a minute, they might actually be on a little bit of a roll and might have a foot in the game now. No. They even have it to where they could set up an actual universe for Shazam. They did everything with this movie right that they did wrong with everything else. It makes you look at Man of Steel and go, what the hell did you mess up with that? How?
Superman.
I'm tired of you, man. Seriously.
Well, I mean, the problem with Superman is that he doesn't really have a lot of flaws. That's one of the things you have.
It's not relatable.
Yeah.
This was a good DC movie. I don't know what Keith's talking about. It is better than Aquaman.
It is not. Aquaman's
is better than Aquaman.
I like Aquaman a lot better.
Patrick Wilson with his screaming already brings that down 10 points.
What the heck was he screaming about?
The ocean. No. No.
Come on now.
Shazam is better.
I am the Ocean Master.
I'm telling you, Shazam is better. Comedy-wise, is even better.
Oh, yes. Comedy-wise, yes. Comedy-wise, it kills it. It pure entertainment value. After seeing Aquaman, my expectations for Shazam went up. I knew it was going to be good at that point.
I said from the first trailer, I said, watch this be the one movie DC gets right, because nobody thought it was going to work. Everybody got pissed when Zachary Levi got cast. He is one big, gigantic nerd. He played Chuck. He was perfect to play this role.
So you think they balanced the comedy with the comic book action?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Jay, I'm saying when this was over, they did one thing. I'm not trying to spoil it for anybody, especially because 2 weeks till it comes out. There was one thing they should have done that they didn't do, and that's the only thing that pissed me off with it. But other than that, they have it perfectly set up to where if they came out with a sequel in 2 years, I will damn sure be there.
All right. So let's try to get some different opinions. So Keith, assume that you take some issue with some of the things that Mike has said.
It is a good film. No question about it. I thought it was hilarious when they expanded the roles of certain individuals.
Yep.
That scene, I didn't think they were going to do that. I knew that was in the comics, but I'm like, oh, they went that route with this and it worked. Downside to me,
it was cheesy.
You think it was corny,
but nope.
Oh, no, it was hilarious. It worked. Zachary was perfectly cast. Even the costume being like ridiculously bulked up and swole up as it was, that was hilarious. That fit in with the entire motif. The mightiest mortal of all being the utter cheesiness. Even looking at Jaimin Hansu's makeup, it just fit in with the whole world and universe. I love the story. I love all that. But again, there was like a couple things I thought that Aquaman did better. Aquaman did the action scenes better. I thought the action sequences in Aquaman were a lot better. And I think that at times, I don't want to say it was too jokey, that it took too many leeways with the storyline and kind of made a joke of it too much. I kind of wish that Billy Batson was more the inner hero that he's supposed to be. That had shown through a little bit more. But other than that, those are minor gripes. I'll probably watch it again. Extremely funny. Everything you saw in the trailers, it was like a percentage of what actually goes on in there. I think I know what Mike's talking about the scene at the end. I was waiting for it, but I didn't see it. Especially considering his name's the executive producer. Oh, he's going to pop up.
All right. So, Matt.
Easily the best DC movie made outside of Batman. It took the opposite approach of DC, where DC traditionally was grittier and grimy and dark. And they went away from that, given that, one, they knew their audience. More of a child, 15-year-old superhero, and they made it relatable to someone who was 15, hence why he was quirky the way it was, but they did it so flawlessly. And along with most of these origin movies where folks are trying to find out how to use their powers, that, you know, I forgot he wasn't a sidekick per se, but the one that was guiding him through his powers, he was a superhero geek, and he was able to guide him through his thought process and what works, what doesn't work. I felt that was good rather than having to relay on flashbacks or elongating the story. I mean, this movie was very, very well done. I was skeptical at first when I saw the trailer, but everything goes along perfect, and it relied more on storytelling than it did CGI, which is what Aquaman, in my opinion, did. It was like Lord of the Rings 2 underwater, whereas this one relied more on emotional connection with characters, the downfalls of real life in relation to superheroes, how it can impact the way that they make decisions, childhood, familyhood, without being overbearing. It was an amazing movie. I was pleasantly surprised, easily hands down the best DC movie that has come out outside of Batman. Definitely will watch again. And when everyone else watches this movie, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Warner Brothers have realized that, okay, Marvel had the right formula. We'll just mimic that.
That's what they said. All they're going to do is concentrate on singular characters, because that's what is going well for them. Wonder Woman, well. Aquaman, well. Shazam, when it's fully released, that's going to be well. I don't know what else other movies are coming out. I think they're going away from the whole universe deal, even though with Shazam, it did have a couple Easter eggs here and there. They're like, oh, okay, Batman's right there. Oh, okay, Aquaman, okay. But it wasn't force like all the other previous movies that were out there. It went flawlessly. I couldn't expect a better movie. If they kept this director as far as the oversight for the rest of the DC universe, which is now extinct, I think they would have had a better coherent continuity of all the characters if they followed this formula. But DC's going away from this whole expanded universe and just concentrating on character development, and hopefully somewhere down the line they reunite everyone, because I can really see Shazam being part of the Justice League and acting as Quirk as he did, just like he did in the cartoons.
He was fucking perfect. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree with you on that one.
Like in the cartoons for Justice League, he was amazing. Like, it was flawless. I don't know what else to say. I mean, he acted like a 15-year-old, although he had the superpowers of gods, but it was great. Yep. Wait till everyone else sees it. Wait till the rest of Beast Gang sees it. I'd be very pleasantly surprised if anyone scores under a 7.
Go see Shazam.
I'm like dead serious about this.
The third act, the action scenes towards the end, that was a little drawn out.
I think they were trying to develop somewhat the other characters with what they had in there. I was like, oh, shoot, Megan Good up in here. Oh, yeah.
So did you see character progression?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
They basically did the whole thing that Marvel's doing, and that is quirky family movies where you got the loner kid who comes into a new family, and he's kind of got a bond with the rest of the quirky family members. That's basically what it is, except this one is big secret is that he can at will turn into a 6'3" superhero, and he's discovering his powers. But he's got his own agenda. He's looking for certain things. And I wasn't a huge Captain Marvel fan, so I never really paid a lot of attention to him.
DC Captain Marvel?
Huh?
So you're talking about DC Captain Marvel?
DC, yeah. That's his name. That's what he's called. So.
His real name.
Marvel, Captain Marvel.
DC's Captain Marvel. The upside about Billy Batson was that he had a screwed up life. He had Peter Parker's life, but with no Aunt May. He's on the streets, practically. He has occasional foster family, and I think he had an uncle, I think, that helped raise him as well. But for the most part, he was by himself. But he had this inner ray of hope and stuff. You know, he was just a good person on the inside.
He was very positive about his situation.
If he had one slice of bread, he would give half his bread or his whole bread to someone who's starving on the street other than himself. He was that type of good character. In this case, this kid was more of the cocky, charismatic rogue than anything else. That was a little different, and that actually worked for this movie. It worked so well. It's like the little things that they tried that broke away from the comic book and that they did to make the story flow, it all seemed to work.
And the movie kind of felt almost like Spider-Man Far From Home, like tone-wise.
I think it would have been a little bit more fun if they stuck with that, but him learning his powers and that running gag, they did that just enough.
Yeah.
To make it, they didn't overdo it. It felt like Iron Man, the first one, when he was, you know,
testing out the equipment.
Yeah, testing the suit out and everything.
Mm-hmm. Like they knew when to let stuff go and to kind of move on from it with this movie. They didn't beat anything over the head, and like I said, man, it's just easily to me, outside of Dark Knight Trilogy, DC's best movie.
I think I like the world building on Aquaman a lot better. Yeah, it was just fantastic.
They ripped off a whole bunch of movies.
I don't care.
Be proud of the fact you don't care, Keith.
I don't care. Shit.
Fast Five, Snatch.
I like scene. That it ripped off. All right. How about that? That's fine.
Shot for shot. Just straight plagiarism. It's all good, though.
All right. So let's go to scores. Again, Big Mike, your score for DC Shazam.
For me, for a DC movie, this is a 9. Like,
what?
I'm serious, man. I had a hard time finding anything wrong with it except for the one thing that they didn't do that I think they should have done because it's so far in the game that would have just easily kind of caught them up to me. And well, I ain't going to say fully caught them up, but it caught them up enough to where people would have been like, oh, wait a minute, I'm kind of... Because I don't think most people in the theater knew what's coming. They're just sitting there like, oh, really? But like I said, it was from start to finish, clear, concise, good storytelling, good character building, comedy... was there, action was there, casting choices to me were all phenomenal. Like, I really don't have a lot wrong with this movie at all. I would easily go see it again. The only other thing that I would say for them is I wouldn't have put it out in the beginning of April knowing what's coming a few weeks later, but hey, try to get as much money as you can up until the 26th. That's the best thing.
Yeah, that's the best they can do. They probably should have released it like now.
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably expected Captain Marvel to have slightly longer run. I mean, I wouldn't say Captain Marvel was over, but
Captain Marvel has made what, $850 million already?
I'm just saying the media cycle for Captain Marvel is done. It was basically about the month before it because there was some controversial stuff. The week that it came out and like the last 2 weeks. And that was it for Captain Marvel.
I told you it'd make more than $500 million. It's at $850
million right now. Well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's a shitty movie, but I mean, overall, I mean, $850 million.
It's made that money because of the tie-in, really.
We were starved. This was probably the longest that Marvel's went without coming out with a movie. We were starved for movies. I mean, shoot, yeah, X-Men comes out, what, May?
Ugh.
That piece of crap.
That's going to be interesting.
Why? I'm not even wasting my time.
I have no idea. I'm still going to watch
it. I was so mad The Last Stand, I don't even want to think about this shit.
All right, so Keith, what score would you give?
I would give it an 8.5.
So I know you have some difference of opinion with Mike, but that's pretty much his score.
It was a good film. It was a fantastic.
You said this is not better than Aquaman. So you're giving Aquaman a 9.
I said, yes. I said it's not better than Aquaman. I liked Aquaman a lot more. And I liked the world building that it did. And more or less, I liked the potential that it was coming about.
Just to be clear, Ant-Man and the Wasp made $622 million. So the fact that Captain Marvel is $800 million doesn't surprise me. I mean, Marvel can put out a crappy movie and it will still probably make over $500 million.
Like I said, I'm quite certain that the reason why Captain Marvel made as much as it did is because of the known tie-in to Endgame. That's it. If there was no tie-in to Endgame, I don't think it would have made as much as it did.
I mean, Thor the Dark World made $644 million worldwide. And
that was not a terrible movie.
Stop it. Stop it.
Someone take his mic away.
You smoke some real good stuff, Keith.
Why are you all so hateful about that movie?
Have you ever watched it?
Terrible.
Yeah, I've watched it. So I, like,
I watch most Marvel movies when they come on TV. I cut Thor the Dark World off every time.
Well, Mike, this other movie that you might want to cut off also made $1.2 billion.
I know. You don't have to remind me.
It is called Iron Man 3.
I know, and I actually watched it again the other day. And my wife came downstairs and said, who's this guy? Because he doesn't like Iron Man 3. And I said, don't start. I'm trying to give it another shot. Oh, man, terrible, I'll tell you.
But let's get to Matt. So, Matt, your score for Shazam.
Best DC movie outside of the Batman trilogy. I think anyone that watches will be emotionally connected to its characters and actually understand where the kid is coming from. Very family friendly movie, so I can easily see this movie making $1 billion, which will hopefully they will continue this trend as far as individual movies rather than a connected universe. I would give this movie a 9. Very fun movie, definitely will watch it again and wait until it really debuts, and I think that word of mouth will spread.
All right, so that might be the highest rated DC movie ever. Maybe between Wonder Woman and Aquaman, but okay. I'm surprised, and I will likely go see that.
I'm surprised too.
Shazam!
And that's the Beast Game Podcast.